Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s. Also known as the Astrology Hour, on KFOX, 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And hello to you, Southern California. Welcome to the Swing Day edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. A very special edition if you're listening in February of 1988, because we're having a party tonight. If you don't have reservations, good luck trying to get in. Actually, if you show up, there may be a chance of getting in, but you should have had reservations by now, kid. Anyway, today's topic in line with tonight's party, very special topic for you Astrology Hour Club members, because this is going to be a way for us to identify ourselves tonight and possibly get to know each other as members. We deserve that. Identity and personality factors, as we talk about the significance of the rising sign by degree and sign, why it's so important as an identity factor and a compatibility factor. And also along those lines, the significance of the three majors combined, the sun, moon, and rising sign in astrology. So, real good topic to listen to learn about the rising sign today. And if you're going to go to the party, to find out how to identify other Astrology Hour members. That's always important, identification. It's like, are you a member? What's your rising sign? I mean, come on. Everybody's going to be saying that tonight, of course. It's at the Holiday Inn Airport. It's right off Century near the 405. It's at 7 p.m., and I'll be on first, so don't be late, because I'll be the first performance, the first lecture, and you don't want to come in at 7:30, 8 o'clock, and say, what happened to Farley, because I'll be finished by then. So make sure you get there early. I'm Farley Malaris. This is the KFOX Party Edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. About the party tonight, I was sitting down thinking about this party, and I went over the reservation lists. I became aware, blatantly aware, that about 65% of the people on the list are all Astrology Hour members. I know all their names. So I thought to myself, well, you know, here we are at a party and we're not going to even know who we are. So we need some way to identify ourselves. And of course, because we're all into astrology and because we're all into compatibility, I thought to myself, well, why not do a topic that'll cross into the party tonight and at the same time give Astrology Hour members at the party a chance to meet each other and know who they are? And that way other people that aren't members will look and say, oh, what does that mean? You know. So anyway, this is what I'm going to do. When I get home, I'm going to be creative, and I'm going to make up a badge, you know, like you'd wear at a convention, that's going to say 20 degrees Libra rising on it. We used to have parties with Astrolog magazine years ago, and everybody had a badge that had, my sun is Leo 18, my moon is Scorpio 17, my rising is Libra 20. And you can do that. You can either put your three majors on your badge, or you can just put your rising sign, which is what I'm going to probably do. Maybe I'll put Leo, Sun, Scorpio, Moon, small, and then 20 degrees Libra rising big, because that is the most important part of the chart. And people will say, what's the purpose of this, Farley? Well, number one, I'll know if you're a member right away if I see you with a badge on, so I'll walk up and shake your hand and say, hi, I'm Farley. Number two, interesting thing is you might find somebody there with an exact number, see? And if you find somebody there who has your same rising sign or within 1 or 2 degrees, then you know you're going to be compatible with them as a friend or lover or whatever, you know, and that way you won't have to worry about breaking the ice because you'll have an opening right off the bat. And then on top of that, how many parties do you go to where people there know their rising signs by degree, okay? Not everybody knows that kind of thing. So it's going to be an elite group of people there at this party tonight. So if you're going to go to the party, find your rising sign by degree. If you don't know how to do it, you got your astroscope there. I want you to go where the 9 would be on the clock face. Where the 9 would be on the clock face, and then you should see 1 or 2 numbers above 1 or 2 letters, and then 1 or 2 numbers below it. And the numbers above are the degree, and the letters actually are the abbreviation of your rising sign, and the numbers below are the minutes that are not as important as the degree. And then be creative and make up a little badge that you would wear, and that way we'll all know each other tonight. And see, rising sign is the most important thing, because if there's one thing that I have found to be a standard in long-term friendships and long-term relationships, it's the rising sign. And people will say, Farley, why is the rising sign so important? When the baby takes the first breath, when any baby comes out of the womb and is born and then takes that very first breath of life, astrologers believe that the metaphysical effect comes from the eastern horizon, where the sun rises. In other words, because the earth is spinning in that direction, then the energy is coming from the east. All right? So astrologers believe that all the planets and the sun and the moon, the vibration of all those planets, the sun and the moon, is funneled and focused from the east. And that's why whatever sign is on the eastern horizon when a baby is born is called the rising sign, or what I refer to as the identity point or the God point. See, there's 360 separate degrees of rising sign. There's 12 signs in the zodiac, and there's 30 degrees in each sign. So these badges could range from 0 to 29 of any sign. But I have found, first of all, you know, I always use my example of my parents, because they're both fire risings very early in the sign. Mom being an Aries rising, Dad being a Sag rising. These people have been married almost 50 years, right? And my best relationships have always been with other Libra rising women, or people that have opposite Libra, sometimes Aries rising, like my friend Bruce, see? Also, somebody I almost married had a Libra 20, just like me, exactly Libra 20. So we do find that of the 360 degrees of the zodiac, depending on what rising sign degree you have, you can find out a lot about your soul's path and what God point, what illusion of separation that you have come to in the path of your evolution. I hope you understand what this means. You choose a body and you choose a family and you choose an environment before birth, and you also catalyze and trigger that exact moment of breath to choose and actually to qualify for a certain degree of rising in the east. That's why the time of birth is so important, because that's how we figure out your rising sign. By calculating that exact minute of birth, we can know what your rising point is, and that, you know, stays to be the number one most important part of any astrology chart, because this is how people will see you. This is how you will express yourself. This is your personality, your appearance, your height, your weight, your hair color, your body shape. It can affect your physical health, your childhood. You know, a lot of important things here, but because personality and appearance seem to be so important when it comes to relationships, when you run into somebody that has your same exact rising sign, it is very exciting. You know, it's like when people call up and they'll say, I'm a Libra rising, I always go, oh, what degree are you? You know, right away, there's this woman, Rosa Day, that listens to the show, and she'll probably be at the party tonight, and she's a 20 Libra rising. Well, I found out in my life that 20 Libra rising is rare. In all the 10,000 readings I've done in the 4 years I've been here, I've only known a handful of people besides me and someone that worked for me and Rosa Day and one other girl and John F. Kennedy. Maybe there's four that I have met that have that degree. And there's a reason why certain degrees of rising are rare, because they're earned and some of them are hard to get. And I found find 20 of any sign is rare, believe it or not. That's right. The number 20 degree of rising of any sign, I believe, is special. Not because I have it. It's just because you never see it. You rarely see it. It's just hard to find. Also, I believe that people in the early degrees, like from 0 to 10, have a lot of growth to do, a lot of learning to do in that particular sign's lesson. And in the middle sector, from 10 to 20, we find that these people have already done some growth and they're kind of finishing up. And then the more evolved of that grouping would be 20 and beyond, which you find can be very rare. And it's not that you should pat yourself on the back if you're 20 to 29 of a rising sign, but it does mean that you're possibly almost finished with the karma of that particular sign, that particular rising sign. And see, like, compatibility is a really important key here. Know your elements, fire, earth, air, and water. I'll tell you why. Because I'm an air rising, I'm Libra rising at 20. I have found that my most compatible people, if they're not Libra rising around 20 degrees, like 10 to 26 or so, then they'll be around 10 to 26 of a complementary air sign. And because I know my elements, the other air signs are Aquarius, right, and Gemini. So my most compatible might be another Libra 20 like me, but very, very close would be a Gemini 20 or Aquarius 20. That's why I get really turned on when I see air sign rising people around 20 degrees, Gemini, Aquarius, or Libra. And this is a, you know, a very important secret that I use myself to understand compatibility that I feel I'm sharing with you today, because at the party tonight, I'm looking for all the Astrology Hour members and listeners to have their badges on. You remember in that movie, The Treasure of Sierra Madre, when the guy goes up to Humphrey Bogart and he says, do you have your badges? And the guy goes, badges? Badges? I don't have to show you any stinking badges. Well, don't be shy about wearing a badge and making a creative badge, because I'm going to wear one. And that way, all of us will feel special that we are Astrology Hour supporters and members, and we'll be able to recognize each other, and that way you might run into somebody, see, that has that rising sign that you'd like to know about. So it's going to be easy for the hundreds of us at this party tonight to plug into our karma and to plug in with people that we know we should meet. Because how many times you go to parties and breaking the ice is just ridiculous? This way everybody's got something to talk about because we all know our rising signs. Does it make sense? Also, I know some of you have Astrology Hour t-shirts. Wear them. Hey, get them out of the closet and wear those Astrology Hour t-shirts. Let the people know that we're there at this party. And then when I give my lecture tonight, part of my lecture is going to be talking about the rising signs. So I'm expecting those people to know, you know, their risings when they come there. Isn't this fun? Now, we're going to talk more about the elements. I'm going to give you all the elements, fire, earth, air, and water, so you can write them down and memorize them, along with my little froggy here today. And at the same time, we're going to talk about compatibility and further significance of the rising sign and the other two majors, the sun and the moon. But at this point, I know there's a lot of you out there that kick yourself in the bottom, right? I saw a girl once that could kick her own butt, and I just laughed my dickens up. But anyway, if you don't know your rising sign, now you know why you should. And now you know why we need the date, time, and city of birth to make sure we can calculate the official rising sign. And the synonym for rising is ascendant. So when you read your astroscope, you'll see a paragraph that'll talk all about what your ascendant means. And that's very, very important to zero in on your own identity factors. See, the I am factor of the chart is the rising point. That's the God point, in my opinion, of course. All right, welcome to a special edition, the party edition of the Astrology Hour on KFOX 93.5 FM. I'm a Leo, and I like to celebrate, so I get psyched up about these things. And a lot of us are alone in our astrology. A lot of us are alone when we listen to the show. We get a lot of criticism. We get put down for it. A lot of people say, what do you believe in that stuff for? What are you listening to? And you know what I mean? It's almost like every one of us feels like we're in a large group of people where there's only a few that respect our astrology show or astrology knowledge or whatever. But tonight is different. See, tonight is different because you're going to be out amongst them. You're going to be out amongst these people that are just like you, that listen to their little Astrology Hour every day at 12 noon, that are studying astrology just like you are, that are trying to better their lives through meditation, psychic and spiritual awareness, chanting and positive affirmations, confidence, high self-esteem, and all the things we teach here on the Astrology Hour. And so don't be shy about wearing a little badge. People are going to have these badges on in their Astrology Hour t-shirts, and we're going to have a good time tonight. This is a lot of fun, because now I'm going to teach you a couple things. Okay, now what you want to look for in another person's chart, if you want to get along better with people. Now, we talked about energy exchanging and energy balancing yesterday and a little bit today at the beginning of the show. And frankly, you will find more of a drain between two people when there's too much stress between their charts. Too many squares and the wrong kind of oppositions between two charts can create a drain one way or the other. Now, as far as trying to balance that and trying to limit the drain or reduce the drain from one person to the other, we look for compatibility, a compatible magnetic vibration between two people. And that's why rising sign compatibility really helps. Do you know some relationships that can go on months or years or even decades or centuries, right? They might not have lasted anything at all without that rising sign compatibility. That's right. You could find two signs that'll be totally incompatible, like a Leo and a Taurus, and they'll both be Libra risings, and they'll have their differences. They'll drain each other maybe a little bit, but because they're Libra risings, they'll be able to work it out and come to a middle ground. That's why I love Libra risings, because these people are like my family. Of course, people with early Libra rising from 0 to 8 will square my Venus in Cancer. So obviously, I get along a lot better with those that are like 12 to 29. Because that all conjuncts my Mars in Libra and conjuncts my Ascendant and conjuncts my Rising, that is, and trines my Uranus in Gemini. So you start to understand these zones of influence in people's charts that are more powerful. Now, let's get this down. If you're Fire Rising, that means you're either Leo, Aries, or Sag. And whatever your number is, like if you're Leo 19 Rising, then you better believe there's an 8-degree orb. So you'd get along best with Leo Risings 11 to 27, and also Sag Risings and Aries Risings 11 to 27, because that's the fire family. Because fire loves fire, so that's where the magnetic appeal is in the fire signs. So write that down. Leo, Aries, and Sag are compatible. And if you can find the same sign, same rising, same degree, bingo, you're a winner. Okay? We'll have to form a lot of relationships tonight if people actually do this. I think you should, though. Also, in the water grouping, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. And once again, if you're Cancer rising at 3, then you'd be best associated with another Cancer rising at 3. And there's an overlap. Like some people say, well, Farley, what about late Gemini risings? Won't they be compatible? 29 Gemini be compatible with a Cancer 3? And I'll say yes, but I still like the same sign. You know, I still like to keep it in the Gemini and the Cancer family so people really see eye to eye. There is a conjunction of rising signs, and the wheels are almost right on top of each other. But I personally have found that keeping it in the same element is better. So the water is Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. Then the air, like I said, is Libra, Aquarius, and Gemini. These are my people that I love. And then the earth, of course, would be Virgo, Capricorn, and Taurus rising. And remember, the rising sign is your identity point. It's your personality factor. It's your compatibility factor. You find out no matter what else that you have in a chart between two people, that if you have a personality cohesion, a magnetism, you can get along and work things out because we're dealing with similar personality types. And furthermore, if you want to add to your badge in the corners like sun sign in and moon sign in, if you know that, then you can add that. But remember, the rising sign is the most important. So if that's the only thing you put on your little badge, and you know, you don't have to make a badge that covers your whole chest, you know, like one of these little convention badges that'll be like maybe 3 inches by 3.5 or 4 inches. You can get a plastic cover if you want at the stationery shop, you know, that pins onto your chest. Don't spend thousands of dollars or go too berserk. I know some of you people are real creative and you're going to make them real colorful, and that'll be cute. Because then we'll know who the Astrology Hour members are. And why not? Because we are joined together in an exciting spiritual network, and we're celebrating tonight with the rest of the KFOX listeners, so we might as well let them know who we are as a political faction, right? The Astrology Hour Club unites. Anyway, it's going to be fun to see at the party tonight. Now let's go over here and talk to our people on the phones. Line number 8 would be first. That would be Monica, a Virgo with Capricorn rising. Hello.
Hi, Charlie. It's the first time I've been first online.
Amazing, huh?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
What's your rising's cap, then?
Yeah, I'm Capricorn rising.
What degree?
19 degrees, 29 minutes.
What's your question, hon?
I have a question about transit. There's a transit that's going to hit the 0 degrees Capricorn.
Yeah?
My Saturn is in 0 degrees Capricorn.
Well, you know, the transit has already hit. You know, like Saturn and Uranus and Mars have already been at 0 Capricorn.
Uh-huh, and it's in the 12th house. And I also have my North Node and Mars in Libra in the 9th house, and it's square my Saturn.
Well, have you been feeling kind of strange lately?
Well, I always feel strange.
Oh, well, that's not a good affirmation, Monica.
Positive way. Let me say, I always feel unique. Mm-hmm.
This kind of transit can show a need for adjustment and further balance. It might not be the best time for you in relationships. In fact, you might even be alone during this kind of transit. And it could show irritability or instability in the career. It's like more of a focus on what your karma is and what you can do to try to help identify certain stress and pressure and obsession in your life and then process it out. So it's just karma time when all this stuff happens. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go over here to line number 3. And that will be Paul, who is a double Virgo. Hi, Paul.
Hi. I'm a 20 degrees of Virgo.
Okay, I have your chart in front of me.
Okay. Basically, I need an overview and an overscan. I'm in the process of making some career moves, if you will.
That's all you Virgo risings ever think about is work, right?
Well, yes. I'm truly on it.
Why don't you give yourself a break, Paul?
I have it bad. It's like inbred in me, and that's the way I work. But basically, I've been extremely inventive over the last year or so, and most of the things that I try seem to work with a lot of work for me. I'm about to enter into a relationship, and I wanted to know what the average overall overview of relationship as well as inventions and new business in my
career and success are a very karmic area for you, because sometimes you might miss the truck, you know. It's like opportunity drops in front of you. Fear of making choice or inability to make choice or decision can be one of your problems. You have Venus and Mars in Leo, so you should be in control of your own life. But because you have Mercury in Virgo and Jupiter in Gemini, you might think it's better to work for other people, and that's where the pain sets in. Overall, you are shown making some money, in fact, at this time in your life. And most of the karma with your career, some real strong stress you could have went through the last 6 months, and most of that's over with, so it appears you're on an uphill course. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, and bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Mike, another Virgo rising. Is this a career question, Mike?
As a matter of complete fact, it is.
You Virgo risings, I'm going to put you all to work.
Well, basically, the last couple of months have been like major trauma for me. I've lost my job, but they let me stay on until I find another one. And
that's nice of them, isn't it? Your job's gone, but you can work till you find something else.
Yeah, they're being pretty nice about it, but it's just I'm having to rethink a lot of stuff, and I'm having self-image problems, and it's just general overall emotional.
You're shown immediate employment. Mercury's trying your Mercury right now and for the next 10 days. It's direct. You have Mercury in Gemini. And as long as you get that resume out and get it applied, you should get almost immediate employment imminent.
Really?
So no sense waiting. Yeah, this is it. This is your time right now.
Okay, what about a quick thing on love life? Anything?
Are you heterosexual?
I believe so.
Okay. How about meeting the woman of your dreams tonight at the party? Are you coming?
I'm not going to be able to. I'm sorry.
You're having a Venus trine Venus. It happens twice a year. And if you wouldn't meet her at the party, then there's some charismatic women that could be approaching you in the next 48 to 72 hours.
48 to 72 hours.
Your life is happening now, guy.
Serious.
See you later.
Okay, thanks.
Now, wait. Do you think I'm joking around with you about this?
It's been so bad lately. I've got almost nothing to look forward to.
Come on.
Okay.
They're out there. If I had a chart like yours, I'd get all dialed up and go out in the town. You should come to the party tonight.
I really can't. I've already made other plans.
Okay.
Okay.
See ya.
Thanks, Father.
Bye. Karen is a Sag Pisces rising. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Is this the famous Karen? Actress Karen, star of stage, screen, daughter of what is it, Goldie?
Yep.
And you guys are going to be there tonight.
Of course.
All right. You going to wear your badges?
Sure.
I'm going to say, show us your badges tonight when you get there. Did you enjoy the show today?
Yeah, it was great.
Okay, go ahead. Drain me.
Okay. Saturn and Uranus are in Capricorn.
What? Is Saturn and Uranus? Yeah, as a matter of fact, they are.
Well, if they are, then does that mean that the Saturn return is finally over for me?
Is the Saturn return ever really over for you, Karen?
Please.
No, Karen's one of my famous clients and an old friend of mine. I'm not going to give out her last name because too many people want autographs tonight. But the only thing with you, Karen, I think, more than anything else, is to be happy and free, period.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you can be happy and free, then there is no such thing as a Saturn return ever for you. But if you ever get into moods or feel restricted, then that's when you feel your karma really tightening on you.
Right.
So I would think overall that the majority, didn't you go through a heavy lesson this last year?
Yeah, and I'm wondering when this is going to end.
It's career frustration, isn't it?
You got it.
Yeah. It should be over for you. Actually, in fact, what I see that is really wonderful, actually, Venus in Aries right now is trine your Saturn, so you are shown one of your more career surge potentials of your year right now.
Hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
So basically, what you should do is manifest it. Pisces rising is extremely powerful, and all you got to do is visualize and visualize and visualize, and you'll have it. I think it's your own doubts and limitations that keep you from being as wild as you want to be in any area. Okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. I was going to call her a son of a gun. I slipped up and almost said something else, but I love Karen, so no problem. Josephine is a Sag Taurus rising. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
What can I do for you?
I want to make a change in my life, especially changing my residence.
Uh-huh. How about this summer sometime?
Like when?
August?
It's too far.
You mean you're looking for an instant change?
Yeah, I'm looking for sooner than August.
Well, I bet you've been wanting to move for about 2 years now, huh?
How about five?
So what do you have some kind of fear in changing residence?
No, it's just that the area is breaking down and my neighbors are getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I broke up a relationship. I was supposed to have been married, and I broke that up for Thanksgiving, so now I'm going to have to make my own life.
I'd say if you made a decision around March 31st, move in April 1st, you'd be perfect timing for your chart, and you'd have a wonderful new residence. At least the percentage points to that way.
But what did you say about August?
Well, you know, late July and August is another time
that
would be good for you. But frankly, March 31st is one of the more special days of the year astrologically, and it looks real good for you and your chart.
And how about a relationship?
What, you mean with a man?
Yeah.
You're not married, huh?
No, a widow.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going out with once for 5 years, and he was a Virgo.
Mm-hmm. You coming to the party tonight?
I'm not a member.
You don't have to be a member to come to the party.
Well, then, where is it going to be held?
It's going to be held at the Holiday Inn Airport at 7 p.m.
Okay, I will try to make it.
Yeah, and I know you need reservations, but I was told by the general manager that if you show up, there's a good chance you can get in.
Okay, and how about, what about a relationship in the near future for me?
How about tonight? That's what I'm saying. This is it, kid. You're also happening. Next time for you would be late May and June and also in September.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you, Farley.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go to Valerie on line number 2, a Gemini, June 12, 56. Hi, Val.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. At the top of the hour, you were talking about the importance of emergence into this world regarding certain degrees and when people are born.
Yeah.
I had a C-section, and I wonder what you think about the ramifications of that happening, because the baby doesn't really decide. It's the doctor or how fast he or she can get him out.
Well, I really think that all these things, believe it or not, are taken into account.
Oh, I see.
For one reason or the other. It's almost like the baby changes its position or goes through some kind of biological metamorphosis that would require a C-section, and therefore all the guides that are involved, the doctor's guides, the mother's guide, the baby's guides, would impel or inspire the people involved to have that C-section at a particular date, time, and city of birth, and that's how the baby will get the chart it requires.
Oh, I see. So the baby sort of takes his or her time.
Yeah, see, the baby's spirit is very powerful. Children are a lot more powerful before they're born, then they're kind of struck dumb when they're babies.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think that we are all in control of our birth no matter how it happens, and I think that we plan that way in advance. I would say there would be minor exception to that rule.
What's that?
I don't think there'd be any exception. I'd have to think about it. You know, maybe somebody could come up with one for me, but from what I can see, metaphysically, a lot of things are arranged, especially the birth.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye. Let's go to Joan on line number 8, a Virgo Pisces rising. Hi, Joan.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Good. I don't have my chart in front of me. I left it at home at work right at the present.
Oh, real good, Joan. How am I supposed
to?
I'm sorry.
I got one question. I'm really nervous on having cosmetic surgery.
Me too. I'm pretty nervous about having that too, Joan.
March the 10th, and I wonder if you see anything in the chart that would, you know.
Is it facial?
Yes.
No problem. Yeah, it's almost in the stars that you were going to have this.
Oh,
you're having all kinds of trines to your Mars. You'll look beautiful.
Oh, fantastic. What about my love life? Will it change after I come out of it?
You're darn right it will. You better get ready to start batting them away like flies, I'll tell you.
Listen, I look fine now, but I'm just, you know.
I know. You like to look perfect, so. Yeah. Mars and Virgo, you know.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, good luck.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
And where are your badges? Let's go to Richard, a Libra rising. At Feb 21st, 57, 21 degrees, we probably like the same kinds of women, huh, Rich?
Probably so.
We'll have to fight over those Libra risings tonight.
Yeah, I'll probably be there, too.
All right.
I spoke to you in September last year, and you mentioned that I was going to have a radical change in my career. And I was released from a company after 8 years.
You didn't believe me, did you?
No, Farley, it was coming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so anyway, I was sort of prepared. I'm entering another career right now, and I've also been leaving some very unpositive people in my life, and I think that topic yesterday was really good and correlated with what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm just getting bored with the negative stuff.
Me too.
And so anyway, I just wanted to call and say thanks for the topic, and I'll be seeing you tonight.
You mean you're not going to drain me with any of that kind of selfish questions?
Are you kidding,
Richard?
We gotta go out and do it. You know, you want to tell me what's going on in my career?
No, wait a second. I'm just kidding. It takes another Libra rising to do this, so I'll see you at the party tonight, okay?
Thanks, buddy.
Your career's no problem.
We'll see ya.
Bye-bye. That's funny. That is very funny. Let's go to Jean on line number 4, a Scorpio Virgo rising. Hi, Jean.
Hi, how are you?
All these Virgo risings want to know about their careers, not you too.
Yeah. Well, no, my career is really moving along really well.
Thank God.
I'm surprised, and it's kind of fun. After years of turmoil, it's really picked up, and I was just curious to see if it's, like, really going stronger and stronger.
So you still want to know about your career. Even though there's no problems, you still want to know.
Well, you want to
know. You're going to be history. You know, you're going to lose this job, Jean. I'm just kidding. Don't worry about it.
When things start going really well, then you start projecting all the things you want to do. So I'm thinking, am I sort of in an illusion?
Mm-hmm. No, this is a really special time. It's like a lucky time. It's a wild card time. And you're going through a wonderful emotional transition and transformation from the positive vibrations and dharmic effects of being involved in such a blessed career at this time. You might even have a lot better relations with men and could even get involved with somebody down at work, believe it or not, that might not work out that bad for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Great.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's simple. You want to know about your career? I'll tell you about your career. Let's go to Dawn on line number one, born on my mother's birthday, Aquarius. Hi, Dawn.
Hello. Hi, Farley.
How are you?
Fine. I'm having quite a bit of problems in my marriage with my husband. Right now, he's going through a really bad time. He feels like he's having a nervous breakdown or some kind of crisis.
Hmm.
But it's caused quite a bit of problems between us, and we've been married a lot of years, 27. But I'm just wondering, I don't feel right now, this time in my life, that I want to go on with this kind of life, the way that I'm living. I want to make a change. Do you feel it's best or that I should stay with this?
You're going through kind of like a bizarre transit, Dawn. It's a triple inconjunct. It's called a triple quinx. You see, all these planets in early Capricorn are going to be what we call 150 degrees away, or quinx, your Mars and Gemini, which just creates almost like a water and oil type energy. It's like whatever's worked in the past doesn't seem to work anymore.
That's true.
So you may require a certain amount of space and a certain amount of just regeneration. Talk about getting burned out and drained, right? You definitely need a regeneration here. So I would suggest claiming some space to yourself, even if it means taking a vacation and relaxing for a while and regrouping, and you'll probably feel 100% better, and that way you'll be able to make a proper decision. But, you know, when the ship is sinking, some people like to go down with it, but I prefer jumping off and saving myself.
Yes, this person I care about a lot, too, and I don't want him just, like, to be left there.
Well, there's the classic Mars and Gemini right there. Damned if you do and damned if you don't. You don't know what to do, and it's your choice.
Do you see some good changes coming up in my life?
Oh, there's nothing but good in life. You know that.
Yeah.
There's nothing but good. If you think any different, then you're just going to create your own mess. Thank you, hon.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Let's go to Rita on line number four. Is this the Rita who I think it is?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. You're another Rita. Okay.
Yeah, I'm another Rita. How are you today?
Fine. Thank you for calling.
Sound good. I want to say thank you for doing a fine job bringing astrology to the masses. I think it's great.
Well, God bless you. It's my job. I do the best I can.
Okay, I have a question, and I hope that you can go into some depth.
I'm almost out of time, so you're going to have to hurry.
Oh, how much time do we have?
Not much, about 20 seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got a 10-degree Scorpio rising with Pluto conjunct Jupiter that's angular in the 10th house and a moon in Virgo up there, and I wonder...
Okay, you know, why don't you call back tomorrow at 2 minutes to 12, and I'll set you on priority. That way we can take some time on this.
Oh. Okay.
Do that instead, and I'll love you for it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Don't forget to wear your badge tonight if you're an Astrology Hour member, and you should have your rising sign by degree and minute on that badge so we can recognize you. And I'll be there early, so make sure you get there early in order to hear Farley Malaris, who will be one of the first performers on the KFOX party tonight. Okay, everybody, we'll see you real soon, and also weekdays on KFOX 93.5 FM at 12 noon. Don't forget, there are 16-degree Scorpio risings out there that we know are listening to this show. Have a nice day.